When it comes to improper payments in the federal government, Medicare leads the pack. Out of $125 billion in improper payments agencies reported in 2010, Medicare programs accounted for $48 billion, and that's without improper payments under Medicare Part D, the relatively new prescription drug program. CMS will begin reporting Part D improper payments for the first time in its 2011 report to the Office of Management and Budget. Medicare is doing more to recover payments on the back end, such as new contractor-operated programs that audit health care providers, but in line with government efforts to get away from the so-called pay-and-check case model, officials say they're also taking several steps to stop improper payments before they leave the Treasury. Michelle Snyder, the Deputy Chief Operating Officer at CMS, says they're in the process of reviewing and recertifying all 1.4 million of their health care providers and applying more scrutiny to new providers.
If it's a new guy, we don't give him a billing number, or we give him a temporary billing number, which means that within 3 months, we're going to have to make sure that they are indeed a good guy. So that's sort of like limiting, sort of a stop-loss kind of policy. So that's one of the new policies that's in place. The other one is, as we go through looking at recertification, we're also sending people out to do face-to-face visits with folks, particularly in areas where we know that there's been a problem. We always go back to the durable medical equipment suppliers. It's not just that we do a face-to-face visit with you, but we're going to show up randomly over a period of time, just again to make sure that you are indeed a legitimate provider.
That enhanced oversight was mandated by provisions in the Affordable Care Act, and Snyder says Medicare has just issued regulations that will subject some providers to detailed background checks, including fingerprinting.
In fact, we recently have just hired a contractor who will start to take information about providers, particularly in areas where we know we've had problems, and start to look at all the kinds of public information that we have about them to bring it together, to take a look at it, to say, is this really somebody that Medicare should be doing business with?
Another new authority Medicare has allows it to suspend payment to providers when it suspects its claims are not on the up and up.
Which is different than sort of the philosophy has been in the past. The philosophy for Medicare all along was we take any willing provider. That philosophy now has changed because $38 billion is a big number. So we refer people immediately. We referred, I think it's something like 40 providers in the last quarter, over to the Office of the Inspector General to say, take a look at this. We may sometimes continue payments because law enforcement wants to build a case. So there are a number of ways that we're stopping, you know, payment to begin with, or at least limiting the damage.
But in testimony to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Snyder was quick to point out that just as with other agencies, bad actors are not always behind improper payments. In Medicare's case, they can be attributed to insufficient documentation, incorrect coding, or medical services that were later deemed not to be reasonable and necessary. But she says so far, CMS just doesn't know how many of its improper payments are due to fraud. That's because so far, they haven't been able to find what they feel is a scientifically valid way to estimate healthcare fraud rates, either in the public sector, the private sector, or in outside studies.
When people make comments about, you know, a certain amount is fraud, we've looked behind it to say, how did you measure it? Because we want to do that. And what we found is there isn't a methodology. So our Center for Program Integrity has started out a new program. They've just awarded a contract, and we're going to try to estimate levels of fraud. We're going to start with two areas that we believe are fraud-prone. So we are hoping that we're going to be able to actually say, here's a methodology that will work, that you can apply it to different kinds of service categories and then estimate an actual fraud rate. We hope to have that work done over the next 6 to 8 months, and we really hope we're going to be successful because we think this is something that will not only work for CMS, but it is going to work for the private sector as well. If we develop something that works, we'll share it.
The Obama administration has set a goal of cutting Medicare improper payments in half by 2012. That would mean they'd have to reduce improper payments from about 12% of payments to 6%. Jim Cooper, a Tennessee congressman who's also a health care policy professor, says that job won't be made any easier by current laws which mandate Medicare pay most claims within 30 days. That requirement, he says, makes pay and chase all but inevitable.
That's what creates the situation of pay and chase. And at least in the health care area, you have some of the slowest payers on the planet. Private insurance companies will stretch out your accounts receivable for 180 days or longer. Meanwhile, the good old federal government steps up, pays you in 30 days. That makes the process of pre-certification so tough. But no one has ever written us a thank you note for saying thank you for paying us within 30 days. you know, they take that for granted.
A Congressional Research Service report from last month found that the 30-day rule leaves Medicare very little time to make sure claims are valid before the checks go out the door. Most of the review is handled by computers, and trained experts are only able to review about 1% of claims before Medicare pays them. The good news, according to Snyder, is Medicare knows where to focus its efforts. CMS knows where most of the money is going, and it knows what areas are ripe for fraud. The big dollars are in the hospital inpatient care, and evidence of previous high rates of improper payments leads them to focus in on certain outpatient claims, like motorized wheelchairs and home health care services. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.